Thanks for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today we have with us Ike Sankey, the founder of Cowgirl Cadillac's Horse Sale. We'd like to thank Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders for being the sponsors of our podcast today. Ike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. So let's talk about this fun and exciting horse sale that you bring to Sheridan.
Well, this sale actually started off as the Bought Sots Remount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which I thought was a real cool name. Apparently, other people didn't think it was as cool as I did. Nobody could remember it. And the meaning of it was Bought Sots is a Crow Indian term. Mm-hmm. Remount had to do with the cavalry and the history of the horses in this area.
Mm-hmm.
We had done a Cowgirl Cadillacs in Arizona. Cowgirl Cadillacs was is an all-women sale. You have to be a woman to consign a horse. The women show the horses. The women consign them. And I would like to tell you that I came up with the concept, but I'd be lying. My wife tells my daughter, Ryan, at one of our, like the second or third Bought Sots Remount sale, that we should have an all-woman sale. Nobody bothers tell a like. Till that fall, and they do, and I said, well, shoot, I don't write where to do it in Wickenburg, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did, and it's very successful. The it's just a different twist on it. I mean, we still have nice horses.
Mm-hmm.
We're very picky about the horses we have and consign. We had such a large following at the Cowgirl Cadillacs that we thought, well, you know, we should do another one.
Mm-hmm.
and do it in Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
Sheridan's such a horse place. I mean,
very much,
you know, since Columbus,
mm-hmm.
this was horse country.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we think that's very important. As all of us are right around here know, this is a really nice place to live and visit. Mm-hmm. It's steeped in history of horses and the West, and it just seemed to fit with the Cowgirl Cadillacs theme.
Mm-hmm.
So last year was the first time it was a Cowgirl Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
It was extremely successful. We had people from all over the country. We sent horses to Hawaii. We sent horses to the UK.
Wow.
We sell horses all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily just sell them to women, although women are a large part of our clientele.
Mm-hmm.
We specialize in really safe horses. That is the number one criteria to get one in the sale. When I'm screening horses, the first thing I do is I look at that, you know, well, the first thing we do is we check out the consigners and mm-hmm. make sure they have a good reputation and are known to have good horses and are good people. Then we screen the horses.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I look at is, would I let my wife take that horse and go riding
mm-hmm.
by herself and not be worried about it?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is maybe not, I won't take them. Now, not that I would buy every horse for her, because not every horse fits everybody. You know, people need to be honest with themselves about how good they ride and what their level of ability is and what they're going to do with the horse. And we really strive to accomplish that and get them to buy the right horse that fits them.
Mm-hmm.
So many people think they want a Ferrari, but they can't drive a Volkswagen. So, you know, that's the tough part of our job, is to match the right person to the right horse. We really try to encourage people to go try these horses ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
go and ride them and make sure that the personalities fit together and that the horse is what they thought it was and that mm-hmm. they can get along with it. You know, they have sales, monthly horse sales all over the world, and you see a horse, you know, they might have a little preview and you might get to see him for 5 minutes with somebody else riding him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got 3 minutes to make up your mind. you know, we consign these horses really early, and we will, we like I say, we beg people to go ride them ahead of time. These horses are going to cost something because they're very quality, and the horse market is really good. It has been for the last 4 or 5 years, and I see no reason that it's going to ever change. They you know, to find these horses that have had a real job is hard to do. There's a lot less ranch work done on horses than there used to be. And we really strive to get horses that, that have had a real life job. You know, they've been saddled in the dark and unsaddled in the dark time after time after time, and that makes a better horse.
My dad always said wet saddle blankets and being outside is what makes the horses mind.
Yeah, you just can't replace that. And there's so many horses nowadays that never leave an arena. Or, you know, they might go out in a 40-acre pasture or something, but they don't get tired.
No.
You know, I mean, you can't hardly get one tired in an arena without him getting sold up and pouty, and you can't blame him for that. The same thing over and over and over. You take one and work on him on a ranch, and everything's different every day, and they do get tired, and that makes them start thinking. And it makes them nicer horses in the long run. So, you know, we encourage everybody to look at our website, cowgirlcadillacs.com. The horses will be listed on there. There'll be photographs. You can click on that horse. That horse's individual bio will come up. There will be videos on there. There probably videos aren't all up now, but there will be a video of every horse, the consigners. There will be a story and information about the consigners and their contact information. And we, you know, we encourage them to call the consigners directly, be honest with the consigners, tell them, you know, what you're going to do with the horse, what your level of ability is, and a ballpark budget. You know, I mean, some people call and, you know, they want to buy the very best horse in the sale and they want to give $10,000 or $12,000 for it.
Right.
That's hard to do. I mean, when they're selling horses in Buffalo, Wyoming, and nothing against the Buffalo deal, it's good, but I mean, just about anything is going to bring $10,000 or $12,000.
Well, I was going to say just a basic kind of a green started rope horse anymore is going to bring that. Not even a finish, nothing. That's just kind of a, well, he started and good luck with him, and you can ride him on the ranch, but you might watch him. I mean, yeah, those they're $10,000 now.
A project or a prospect. I own, if I count my grandson's horse, I own 5 horses right now, and that's the least amount of horses I've owned since I was 15 years old. But they're, you know, they're really hard to find the ones I want to spend my time on. And I've got very picky about the ones that I'm going to ride. And I'm not going to spend my time on a common one or one that's going to have issues. I'm getting a little age on me, and I still ride pretty good, and I ride a lot. And I can ride them sorry ones still. But I've finally learned that it doesn't do any good.
You know, I'll never forget something Dad told me before he passed away. He said, there's too many good ones to have the bad ones.
Yeah. I got a T-shirt for Christmas from Anonymous. It was from my family. And that's all it said, from your family. And the T-shirt said, life is too short for counterfeit horses.
Absolutely.
And that is a fact. So, yeah, no, I've got a lot more picky and have finally learned, you know, one thing I have learned is, and I've never claimed to be very smart, but when I find the horse that checks all the boxes, that's the one that I think I need, that I want, and I want to spend my time on, I go buy him. I don't let $10,000 or $15,000 more stand in my way, because I figured out that I'm going to spend that looking for the next one, and the next one's going to cost as much or more than the first one would have, and probably won't be as good.
Well, and you were just talking about your grandson. Not only you want something that you feel comfortable putting your wife on, But now you've got a little guy coming up. He's looking up to you to ride, and you want to make sure he's on a safe horse.
It's
not going to scare him or spook him.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding areas since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive. So your consigners, let's talk about that. Do you go out and find the consigners, or do they contact you, or a little bit of both?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I mean, I'm constantly watching what's going on, different sales and different horses and people. And if I see a consigner that has always got a really nice horse and no counterfeit ones, but they ride nice horses and they do a good job with them. Mm-hmm. I'll call them. Mm-hmm. And tell them what we do. We do 3 sales a year. And, I go hunt them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people that call me wanting to consign horses. And we take a lot of new consigners. Mm-hmm. I had a phone call on the way in here. A guy calls me from Canada. He's got this great horse. He's fantastic. Da-da-da-da-da. They've won this. They've won that. They've done this. They've done that. Sounds pretty good, and I would have made him showed me the horse or a video, and I would have checked this guy out because I don't know him from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But one question I asked them right off the bat is, how much money do you think you have to get out of this horse? Mm-hmm. And if I think they're being silly, I won't take them.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says, oh, we got to have at least $150,000 for him. I said, well, I appreciate the call, but if that's your bottom line, we're not going to do that because we don't want a bunch of no sales.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we screen them that way too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I unfortunately, you kind of got to be realistic too about that. That's a little high probably for these sales.
Well, we very well may sell a horse or two for that.
Mm-hmm.
But They're usually from people that people know that have done this, that have a huge reputation for safe, quality livestock.
Well, and they're not coming in with that expectation either.
And they're not going to be stupid. They're going to sell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our sales have been good enough because we've worked at it and we've screened the horses, we've screened the consigners, that we don't have very many no sales. And our goal is no sales. That doesn't mean that we won't have a couple or three, but the horse industry's got so out of hand nowadays that some of these sales, they might no sell 60-70% of them.
Hmm.
And that's not fair to the buyers that have taken their time to do their homework and go look for these horses. And then somebody wants an unreal number.
Mm-hmm.
We sell most of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know over the years, I looked at the horses and we've come to the sale and you have a lot of consigners that have been with you since the start that I can remember, names that are year after year, you remember them. So obviously these people have stuck with you. You've stuck with them. They have good quality, safe horses, or you wouldn't be having them back.
Absolutely. I mean, I could probably name you 15 different consigners over the years.
Mm-hmm.
That we won't have back, no matter what. I don't care how fancy their horse looks that they come up with. They're not trustworthy, or they don't represent their horses the way they should, and we won't put up with that. If somebody burns me once, we don't have them back.
Now, you don't just have one particular kind of horse. You don't just have rope horses. You don't just have cutting horses. You have kind of a variety. So let's talk about the variety that you do have.
We try to have a few of every discipline, every kind. We'll sell some crossbred horses, some draft crosses.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sell some gypsies. We will sell, all different kinds. And there won't be 50 of the same one. They're all different kind. We'll have some fancy rope horses. We'll have some reining horses. We'll have some cutters. With that said, though, all of them are safe. That's the number one criteria?
Well, and to get a horse safe, most of the time they've done a little bit of, they've kind of done some different disciplines and some cross disciplines. So just because he's a rope horse doesn't probably mean you can't go out and ranch on him. You can't do something else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I won't take one that you can't go ride outside. And I don't care what his discipline is. Mm-hmm. He has to have the mind to do that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's great trainers around, mm-hmm. but it starts with that horse. Mm-hmm. He has to have the kind of mind that will work regardless of who you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of cowboys out there that can get along with about anything and go do their work on them, mm-hmm. but not everybody on the street can go get on them and ride them.
Right.
And we're just not interested in that kind.
So you talked about having the gypsy horses and the draft crosses. What do you think has made those so popular in the last few years? Because it seems to me that those have really, people really have liked those.
Yeah. There's been draft crosses around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the outfitters figured that out a long time ago, mm-hmm. that those horses are bigger, they're stronger, they can pack a lot of weight, and they're gentle. Their disposition is genetically that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the biggest reason that the draft crosses and those kind of horses are very popular.
Mm-hmm. I remember quite a few years ago when Ryan had Yeti at the Wyo Rodeo. I just loved Yeti. He was a cool horse.
I mean, he's a prime example of that kind of horse. Mm-hmm. You could go do about anything you wanted to do on him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Hannah Ostheimer carried the American flag in on him one night when the weather was too bad for the gentleman to jump, you know,
right.
And he could have cared less.
Right, right. And they're again, it's the individual,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
your odds of one of those staying gentle, you know, like old Yeti, shoot, mm-hmm. you could, if you saddled him twice a year, mm-hmm. it'd be the same horse both times.
Mm-hmm.
And he, luckily he stayed right here in Sheridan.
Oh, good.
He's just north of town. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a cool horse.
He really is. And we've got several like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the sale coming up here. It's June 14th and 15th and here in Sheridan.
Correct. At the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Everything will be at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Okay. On Friday, we start off with a soft preview,
okay.
And that's the consigners riding the horses around and showing them off.
Mm-hmm.
People can walk up to them and through them and around them and mingle with them, talk to the consigners. It's very unorganized and informal. I mean, mm-hmm. we will do on Saturday, we'll do a preview that's structured.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not. This is more on Friday. It's to let the people mingle mm-hmm. among the horses, among the consigners, make appointments with the consigners ahead of time to come ride those horses earlier in the week.
Okay.
We would love them to go wherever the horse is coming from,
mm-hmm.
you know, any time from now to sale day.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to allow people to ride the horses at the fairgrounds. It's got to be scheduled. You can't just show up and want to ride every horse there.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the horses. We are now doing a concierge service where you can ride in and tell us your level of ability, what you're looking for, what you're wanting to do with the horse.
Okay.
Ryan or I will get back to you with recommendations, which mm-hmm. horses we think fit what you're looking for.
Oh, wow.
We will go through a list with you of horses that you've picked out, and we very well may tell you that, no, that's not the horse you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't looked at this one, maybe look at this one.
Mm-hmm.
But your first choice, you're not going to get along with it. That's mm-hmm. that's not the one you want for what you're going to do. We have a trade show. And it starts at 3:00 on Friday. Vendors from all over the country. We keep our vendors pretty upscale stuff. You know, you won't be able, if you need a slicer or dicer, you go to Walmart, we're not going to have it for you.
Right.
But there will be some cool artwork. There'll be cool clothes. There'll be upscale stuff mm-hmm. that you don't just find everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that fits the theme for sale, is it's not what you can find just everywhere. It's pretty specific.
It's unique. Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
So the trade show starts at 3 o'clock. The soft preview starts at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
We have a dinner afterwards that starts at 5:30, and it's a steak fondue. If people don't know what that is, we have a big old pot of oil,
mm-hmm.
and you stuff steaks onto a pitchfork and stick it in the oil. And it is really good. It's different than any other steaks you'll eat that are cooked and fried or grilled mm-hmm. or whatever. It's a unique deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's very reasonably priced. We would ask that you make reservations, and you can get all that information off our website.
Okay.
Again, that website's cowgirlcadillacs.com.
Okay.
Then on Saturday, after, we've had our preview, and we'll have a Jumbotron, and we'll have canned videos playing of the horses Friday night, and mm-hmm. They'll be some of them the same as on the website. Some of them will be different.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock on Saturday morning, we have a preview, and it will be structured. The horses will show in sale order,
okay.
and each horse will have 3.5 to 4 minutes to show you their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people to be there for that. We can't be doing test rides on Friday and Saturday. You know, we need to get those done before that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the horses will show up Tuesday and Wednesday okay. before the sale. And if not, they're probably because they're very local.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're having trouble getting a hold of a consigner, you call me and I'll put you together with them to where you can set up this test ride and go ride these horses.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 3 o'clock on Saturday, we'll sell the horses.
Okay.
At the fairgrounds. It's an auction, so, you know, you bid on the horses. Superior Livestock does our internet bidding and okay. phone bidding.
Okay.
So we sell a lot of horses on the internet and on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer to sell them in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like the people to be there, see them, and get them right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be there, we can sell them on the internet or on the phone too. And we're one of the few places that I know of now that we don't take maximum bids ahead of time. That just doesn't set well with me. I think it leads to corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse to do it.
Mm-hmm.
People have requested it. I don't know why. If you can't be available, you call me directly and ahead of time, and we'll figure something out. But we want to, you know, we don't want our integrity questioned. We want to,
right.
We've done this for, I think this sale in Sheridan is probably, this is the 9th year.
Wow.
And, you know, we just have very, very few problems when we sell these horses. We guarantee the soundness on them. Every horse shows up with a certificate of soundness from a licensed veterinarian. They've been through a flex test. They've done this. They've done that. And that vet has deemed them to be sound. Okay. We guarantee the soundness for 5 days after the sale.
Mm-hmm.
I am the judge of whether the horse is sound or not. I've always leaned towards a buyer much more than a seller in a soundness issue.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 9 years, we've probably taken back 6 or 7 horses.
Mm-hmm.
If one shows up and he's not 100%. We won't sell him.
Right.
But you never know that, you know, there's different things happen. And we stand behind that and take it very serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the traveling can sometimes affect a horse. If they're not used to it, they might step off the trailer and be a little stiff. But
yeah, I 100% believe that our consigners would not bring one that they questioned.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I've got up some mornings and I wasn't plumb sound.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, mm-hmm. you know, it can happen.
Right.
But you can buy one here with confidence that you're not buying something that's not sound. And our definition of sound is, you know, that he has to travel in all directions, all gates, with no signs of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
I will not talk to your vet, and you're welcome to do any kind of pre-purchase exam on these horses prior to the sale. If you want x-rays, set it up with the consigner. You get the x-rays. It's at your expense.
Mm-hmm.
After the sale, it's between me and you, mm-hmm. not your vet. Dadgum sure not your best friend that thinks he knows everything, but you and I'll work it out and everybody will be happy when it's over. And we've only ever had one consigner that balked when his horse was, and mm-hmm. and we won't have him back.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and I'll take responsibility for it. Hell, it was my fault. It was muddy. The horse got there, you know, not late, but he wasn't early.
Mm-hmm.
And I never could see his feet. I look these horses over really, really good when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
They had wedges on him. They didn't tell me about that,
mm-hmm.
or we would have made that knowledge, you know, public
right.
knowledge. Everybody would have knew it, but
right.
I missed it. And, you know, I called the guy and said, hey, this horse is not sound. Well, you just need to get him reshod, you know, Put a little bigger wedge on him. I said, no, sir, we don't do that. That's mm-hmm. that's not a sound horse in my opinion, and you're taking him back. And they did, and I will not have him back. So, yeah, you can buy your horse with confidence that he's sound.
Mm-hmm. Well, and not to say that as maybe some of these horses get a little age on them, they may require maintenance down the road, but when you buy them right then, they're sound as can be.
I wish I had a crystal ball. You know, I've heard a lot of vets say, well, you know, they x-ray him, they say, well, he could be navicular in 5 years. Why, hell, I could be a movie star in 5 years, but the chances ain't
yeah.
very good. And
how do you know that?
Nobody can predict that. You know, if they're sound, they're sound.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, they're not. It's mm-hmm. it's very cut and dried in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A sound horse is sound. One that's not sound is not.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anybody that would like to be involved in the trade show or a sponsorship opportunity,
mm-hmm.
Vicki Kane from here in Sheridan handles that for us and organizes the trade show.
Okay.
And you can reach Vicki at 307-752-0567.
Okay.
You can call me anytime, 406-671-7238. And anything to do with the sale, doesn't matter what it is. If you have a question, please don't hesitate to call. We'll find you the answer.
Well, and we'll be sure when we put this podcast up, we'll put the website and your contact information underneath of it. So if anybody mm-hmm. has any questions, it's easy to find how to get a hold of you.
Sure. Yeah, we're not hard to find whatsoever.
Well, Ike, what else would you like to talk about with the sale?
Well, come out. I don't care if you want to buy a horse or not.
Mm-hmm.
Come and enjoy the trade show. Come and look at some really nice horses. Meet some very interesting ladies that are cowgirls.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know,
true horsemen.
I'm really proud of our list of consigners, and it's a, you know, an all women consignment. It's mm-hmm. it's a different deal,
mm-hmm.
And it presents issues for us, for me, both the consigners and the buyers, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's the intent, is to mm-hmm. have it be different.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll meet some very interesting people.
Well, I have to tell you, when we came to the very first sale that you had, Stuart, he got such a kick out of it when you were talking about our flag girls at the time. You said, you girls need to look at this horse because some of you have horses I wouldn't take to the mailbox.
Yeah.
And I just remember that. Stuart and I were laughing so hard. And I'm like, that is so true for some people. And unfortunately, you know, I'm not running anybody's horses down at all, but it's true. If you want to succeed at doing something with horses or just enjoy it, find the right one that fits you.
Enjoy, it's the key word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for a job, don't waste your time buying mm-hmm. one of these horses because mm-hmm. there's not going to be a job involved in them. Mm-hmm. They are going to be really nice horses that you can take and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel sorry for some people that, mm-hmm. you know, I see the stuff they're trying to ride and they're not having any fun. You know,
no.
Some of them are scared. Some of them are frustrated and it's just not worth it. I promise you a good horse won't eat any more or cost any more to maintain than a sorry one. So you just as well ride a good one.
You know, I feel very lucky. I was fortunate to grow up with very good horses. I never had to ride a bad one. I was very lucky and I feel bad for those who have had to struggle and ride ones that weren't fun.
Oh, I guarantee my daughter's rode as many pickles as any woman.
Mm-hmm.
When
Ryan's
she was
a hand.
Up, she rode what we traded for and mm-hmm. and you know, it just in looking back on it, crap, if we'd have spent that much time on just nice ones, it'd have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I think it's been a good experience for her overall. But,
right.
Yeah.
You learn something from every one of them and every experience.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's why you would go buy one like that is beyond me.
Well, and I think today the amount of women that own horses, so many of them, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure horse. They enjoy that just going and riding, trail riding with their friends, and they want something that's safe that they can feel safe with.
Right. Right. And, you know, I mean, I've had people tell me, well, gosh, that's a lot of money. You know, I can go buy this one. Gee, I can give you a great example. Our preacher in Joliet, great guy, no part of a cowboy whatsoever, mm-hmm. but a great guy, really enjoys ranch life and ag life, and he's a great big guy too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his brother is even bigger, and he wanted a horse to go hunt on.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't Yeti, but it was another big gray draft cross
mm-hmm.
that we had that Ryan had been riding, and we'd had him 2 years. This was a outstanding horse, and he would have fit this guy so good, and he just wanted some to go hunt on and just go ride, but he wasn't going to do it. You know, he might ride him once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a pretty special horse then to fit a guy that can't ride mm-hmm. that's only going to ride once a month. This gray horse would have worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell him, you know, he's in this sale, and well, what's it going to cost? Well, at the time, you know, this was 8 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, he's going to bring $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I can't do that. But well, you know, what? Well, I'm gonna look around. I said, well, you should look around, but you should try this horse and ride him, and then mm-hmm. be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he goes and gives $5,000 for one. First time he goes to the mountains, the son of a gun bucks him off, puts him in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Mm.
He was completely out of commission for 6 months. They had to life flight him in a helicopter. I guarantee you all of that cost way more than that good gray horse would have.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to weigh your options there.
You know, it was quite a few years ago. A gentleman here in town had come to Dad and wanted to learn to rope. And he was an older gentleman, but just wanted to do it for the fun of it. He wasn't going to be competitive. He just wanted an out from what his career was. And he had found a rope horse from the Tillard family. And I mean, this old verdict was solid as could be, and he could get on him 2 weeks in a row or 2 or 3 months later, get on him, and he still did the same thing. And when he didn't want to rope anymore, he gave the horse to dad for kids to learn on. And we actually just ended up putting him down at 30 years old last year. But to know that we had that old horse in the pasture that mm-hmm. anybody could get on, and you knew he was safe,
yeah,
was a comforting feeling to have.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, spend the money and have that peace of mind.
Yeah. And buy from reputable people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I am really proud of our reputation in the horse mm-hmm. sales business. We've worked a long time, worked really hard at it. I look at videos or talk to people every single day about horses. I might get 5 calls a day mm-hmm. and have 4 or 5 horses shown to me a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done the hard work. We've screened them already. You can buy them with confidence and not wonder if what you're being told is true.
Right. Well, Ike, thanks for being here today. We look forward to the sale, cowgirlscadillacs.com. Check it out. All kinds of events going on with it. And
make reservations now.
Okay.
Motel rooms in Sheridan are going to be hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
The Sheridan Center and the Sheridan Inn are mm-hmm. our host hotels.
Okay.
If you book a room now before the 1st of May, 20% discount.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait, you still get a discount if you tell them you're with the Cowgirl Cadillacs. But if you don't make reservations pretty quick, you might be going to Buffalo.
Right, right. It's yeah. busy here.
Yes,
so.
It is. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ike. We appreciate it. Ike Sankey, Cowgirls Cadillac sale coming up June 14th and 15th, but get your reservations now. And thank you for joining us on the podcast, sponsored today by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. For more news, sports, and podcasts, check out SheridanMedia.com.